The Creative Aging Network, formerly the Center for Creative Aging in Greensboro, is a nonprofit that's doing outstanding work throughout our state by increasing older adults' access to creative programming. Artists work in community with aging service providers and offer a wide array of classes, including dancing, singing, poetry, writing, storytelling, and painting. The creative self-expression also encompasses quilting, knitting, wood carving, gardening, and cooking. The Creative Aging Network enables older North Carolinians to create works that honor their life history and creative vision. One of those proud North Carolinians is octogenarian lawyer turned full-time painter Lee Rodenbaugh. He spoke with me from WFDD's Greensboro studio. Art's changed your life.
It does. I sort of planned for a double life, and I made a transition over to my art by taking time off in my latter years as a lawyer to paint some, and I painted more and more, and finally I decided, well, I'm going to be an everyday painter, and that's what I am now. I feel like I'm identified now as an artist, and I like that.
It must be liberating. I want to know, how has it impacted your life on a day-to-day, how you feel, how you look at things?
Well, I'll tell you, I think composition has to be the basis for a good piece for me. So I'll sit at the end of the day and pick up pieces of envelope or paper, and I'll make a concept, and then I'll draw it in a sketch, and then I'll take another sketchbook and draw it on a larger scale, and then finally I'll pull out the canvas that I'm going to start on the next morning, and I'll put everything in place. So when I get up in the morning, I'm real eager to get through my ablutions and get to it. And then whatever it takes, I'm putting my whole self into it. I'm completely enthralled with the process.
Talk about the relevance of the older generation in our society today and how the arts, your work in the arts and others, can change perceptions.
I think that older people find the humor of Rodney Dangerfield very much to their liking. I get no respect. And there's just a sort of a feeling that the young people say, it's my world, now get out of my way. And that sense is there. I think that life gets better and better and better as you get older, and I think that even your disabilities become assets.
How so?
My example is Monet. When he was getting old and blind, he couldn't see and he couldn't travel very far. He began to concentrate on painting the colors in his garden. And I think probably most people today, looking back on Monet, think of Monet's garden and that little bridge over the thing that he painted over and over and over again. But every painting was a different painting. It was his joie de vivre. And I think that's there, not just in pictorial art. I think people that have a talent that enlarge on it and work on it, concentrate on it and enjoy it, I have got something to treasure.
My thanks to octogenarian lawyer turned painter Lee Rodenbaugh. The Creative Aging Network, formerly the Center for Creative Aging North Carolina in Greensboro, is a wonderful nonprofit that's increasing older adults' access to creative programming throughout our state. You'll find more information about the many dynamic programs they provide on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. I'm David Ford. Thanks for joining me today for Triad Arts Up Close.